One. Oh, never mind. It's too late now. Item number six, we laid over. Send it back to staff when we get to item number six. Item number one, Madam Clerk.
From the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, providing a presentation on the Milwaukee County Transit System Development Plan. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Younger.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm here to talk today about, and I think you all have a copy of a PowerPoint now. I'm going to flip through it pretty quickly. A number of the members, continuing members on this committee, have had, I think, a number of presentations over the course of this plan. But the intent, I'm only going to take about 10 minutes or a little bit less and flip through. If there are any questions afterwards, I'll try and answer the questions or I can meet with you individually.
Well, thank you for the 10 minutes.
Okay. And but the purpose of the plan is to identify a desirable direction for the county transit system. Due to funding problems, particularly with state funding, over the last 10 years, service has been cut by nearly 20%. And the intent of this was to identify, even in the face of those funding problems from the state, was to identify the desirable direction that the transit system should be proceeding towards. It's a five-year plan. It makes recommendations that would be implemented over 5 years. And I'd note that go very quickly through the slides. I'm going to note it by the number at the lower right-hand corner of the slide. So I'm going to go next to slide number five, and to note that this was a cooperative staff effort, the Regional Planning Commission staff really working as an extension of Milwaukee County Transit System and Milwaukee County Department of Transportation and Public Works staff. Really, those staffs working together, and as noted on slide six, an advisory committee guiding the effort of the staff. And really, the recommendations are not just those of the staffs. They are the recommendations of that advisory committee. Now I'm going to move to slide number 12, so that's a couple more in advance. Note, the recommendations provide for about a 22% expansion in transit service. What that does is get you back to where you were in the year 2000. It restores the service that was cut. But it makes the recommendations for those improvements of service in a number of key areas. New routes and route extensions, really to reconnect service to the over 40,000 jobs which were once connected with transit service back 10 years ago, but are no longer connected. So it's to provide better connection of transit service with jobs. Elimination of bus turnbacks on major routes where at certain times of the day and evening, the route no longer extends over its full route, to identify where those turnbacks should be eliminated. Extension of service hours. In many cases, the transit system on a number of routes, particularly on weekends, does not operate for the full 20 hours of service a day. So for those second and third shift workers, the route may connect to their job, but it doesn't at when they start and end work. So they may be able to get to their job, but they may not be able to get back home. Increases in frequency of service. One of the major reductions in service that has been made over the last several years is a reduction in frequency of service. Transit service, many people need to transfer, wait for not just one bus but two buses, and it makes that transit travel time so much greater. And express bus service, converting a number of major routes to express bus service. This means converting from stops about every eighth mile to stops every quarter mile, generally two-thirds to over 80% of the riders use those major stops, and by doing that, you increase the speed of the transit service, making it more attractive to the vast majority of riders, as well as use the bus driver more efficiently. That's a major operating cost with the transit system, and they're covering that route quicker. So those are the key recommendations. I note there are maps that are included in this handout that identify the map one, identifying on the back of that page, identifying the additional bus routes and bus route extensions, the elimination of turnbacks, map three, which identifies the local route segments where service hours would be proposed to be expanded so second and third shift workers could use service. Map four, which identifies where improvements in service frequency are proposed to be increased. And you can see that given the substantial cuts in service frequency, there are major improvements identified in weekdays as well as on Saturdays and Sundays. Desirably, service frequency should be 10 minutes during weekday peak periods, 20 minutes in weekday off-peak periods, and 30 minutes on weekends. And the transit system, by and large, does not meet those desirable standards. Potential routes that could be considered for express bus service are identified on Map 5. You can see they include Route 10. And lastly, you know, I would just point to, towards the very end, slide 24, benefits of implementing the recommended plan. Providing improved transit accessibility throughout the entire county, reconnecting transit service with over 40,000 jobs, providing service which truly meets the needs of workers with second and third shift jobs, providing faster and more convenient service through improved frequency for existing riders, with the potential to attract new riders through reduced wait times and higher speed express bus service. Helping to attract new riders. And an improved transit service is particularly essential for Milwaukee County. As a high-density county, an improved transit service makes Milwaukee County more attractive, improves quality of life for population, for businesses. And a good transit service, improved transit service, is absolutely essential. Now, one of the conclusions of the plan is that without dedicated local funding, like a 0.5% sales tax, this expansion of transit service simply will not be possible. And in fact, maintaining existing transit service may not be possible over those 5 years. The long-discussed 0.5% sales tax for public transit will be essential, probably, to maintain transit service and to provide this improvement. And then the last slide, slide 30 on the last page, notes in comparison to other metropolitan areas, and we go by population, we look at, I believe it's 11 larger than Milwaukee, we look at 11 that are smaller than Milwaukee, and we look at their source of local funding. By and large, they all have local dedicated funding. By and large, it is a sales tax, somewhere between 0.25% and 1%. So we have completed this plan at the direction of Milwaukee County, and it's I think that's what we wanted to provide now to this committee for their consideration. Clearly, with the state funding cuts that have been proposed, our estimates that we've provided to the county indicate that those cuts alone could represent up to a need for an additional 8% reduction in service. Very significant. State funding provides the bulk of funding to Milwaukee County Transit System, bulk of public funding, and without dedicated funding as an alternative, it represents a potential for that 8% cut in service.
Mr. Young, even with the $7 million cuts, you said there's going to be an extra 8% on top of that of cut services that you think Milwaukee County Transit will be
over the 20% that's occurred over the last 10 years, approximately, just from the The proposed 10% reduction in transit operating assistance across the board statewide, that cut for Milwaukee County could represent the need to cut up to 8% in transit service alone.
Okay, questions? Sir, Costa.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to preface my comments first by saying that Mr. Junker and his team, listen, you all do a great job, okay? And you put a lot of time and effort into all of these presentations. And this is not the first one that we've gotten, okay? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we need to get on our reality tour, okay? And I know that we've got a new county executive, and his one of his appointments is in our audience here, and I know that our transit person is also here. They've already got the budget for 2012, okay? This dream here, this dream sequence, which is wonderful, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. Surely not going to happen next year. I would love to see it happen maybe, 2017, 2018, or whatever, but again, let's get into our reality here. It's not going to happen. And so I'm sitting here wondering, did any of your people coach MCTS as far as, we know the $7 million cut is coming, and we are getting zero signs from our lobbyists and from the legislature that they're going to try to throw us a couple of shackles here and there. And let me just digress for a moment. They can find $400 million to build roads all over the state, but they can't find a lousy $7 million to literally save our Milwaukee County transit system? And this is from someone who had a front row seat for 8 years as the county executive? It's almost like they're going out of their way to kill it. My point is, what are you and your people, how are you proposing with all of this stuff? I mean, what's going to actually happen?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would agree the timing is not good. And I would agree with you that your comments regarding the $7 million cut in transit operating assistance is given that represents, I think, $14 million statewide. When you look at $7 million of the cut is to Milwaukee County transit system, is you can't find $14 million to avoid that cut. The difficulty is, I think, if road funding and cut is by and large, it represents a deferral of projects maybe for a year or two because those are capital projects. When transit funding is cut, it represents a reduction in transit service, significant reduction in transit service, in jobs that are no longer connected, in people in second and third shift that can't get to their jobs, in a decline in the frequency of service. The intent of this plan was to indicate in the face of those continuing cuts the direction the transit service should be achieving. And at times when questions have come up about dedicated funding, and I think, there certainly are many who support dedicated funding, the question comes up, well, what would you do if you got that? What improvements would you make to the transit service? And the intent of this plan was to identify what you would do over those 5 years. What improvements could you make? The new routes and route extensions that could be made to reconnect to those 40,000 jobs, the improvements that could be made to connect those second and third shift workers with jobs, the improvements in frequency that could be made to make service more attractive to those, not only those who rely on transit, they have no other alternative to get to work, to get to health care, to get to shopping, but to those who would then use it by choice because it becomes a more attractive transit service. Those are all not possible. And there's going to be a continuing reduction in the number of jobs potentially connected by transit if transit funding continues to be cut. And that was the intent of doing the plan. You're indeed correct of saying, can we do this? Can you do this even if there wasn't a proposed cut and it was flat state funding? No, you couldn't do it. You'd continue to move backwards. But the intent of this was to identify the direction in which you should be proceeding. I think your hands are tied in doing that, given if the state continues to cut your transit operating assistance, and if dedicated funding is not permitted to be provided to Milwaukee County Transit System.
Mr. Yoker, first of all, I like you, and I truly respect the work that you and your people have done. Okay, I understand that you have to put a package together that talks about what it should look like. Okay, but these are not things that just happened yesterday. I mean, we've seen this coming for the last, as long as Scott Walker was county executive for 8 years, he was very adamant about the dedicated funding source. I don't know if any of us thought that we would get the big whammy that we got with the reduction in funding for 2012. I guess what I would hope is that the next time you and your people come, that you give us something that is actually something that we can work with, that we can actually sink our teeth into. I mean, this is nice, okay? This is nice. This is a dream, okay? This is not reality. And I'm sorry, it's hard to sit here and hear this when we all know it ain't going to happen.
Supervisor Crossley. Not talking to you, she's talking about dreams now.
I've done that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Yunker, and everyone at SewerPAC and our MCTS and Transportation Public Works for putting this together, because I guess, unlike Supervisor Borkowski, that I think that this work is actually very valuable. Because what it does is it creates the foundation of fact that you need to move forward. The fact is that we unfortunately have some people in Madison that don't understand the connection in the economy between good jobs and access to those jobs and the transportation system. So they feel that it's appropriate, even in this tough economic times, to cut people's access to jobs. And we find that unacceptable on the county board. And you cannot say it enough to try and get through their thick skulls that transit is not a social program, that transit is vital to the economic activity of southeastern Wisconsin. And that should be the number one goal of our lobbying efforts in Madison and even at the federal level. That transit is not a social program. And the more reports we do like this that point that out, we build that sound foundation to make that argument. And it's unfortunate that people don't see that. Because transit is not for poor people. Transit is about mobility of the workforce and mobility of the general public at large. And I would hope that we would keep that in mind and that people would take that away from this report about how vital transit is to the economy. And when those people stand up and say that they want to create 250,000 jobs and then they cut transit, you can say that they're totally being dishonest about creating a vibrant economy in southeastern Wisconsin or the state of Wisconsin, because transit is part of that vibrant economy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other questions? Comments? I'd like a motion to receive it. Supervisor Dresser.
I have a question, and then I'd like to actually address Supervisor Borkowski's issues. I believe this plan, and I too am a big fan of SewerPAC and Mr. Yunker. I think he does a fantastic job. One of the things that I have consistently been concerned about and complaining about is the lack of bus service all the way to Milwaukee County line. If you look at Route 15, there are two huge nursing homes that people get off 15 and then walk to two nursing homes, Franciscan Villa and Willowcrest. Franciscan Villa actually provides the employee passes and participates in that program, even though their employees have to walk about a half mile to catch the line. And this plan, I think the purpose of it, in listening to Mr. Yunker, was to just replace the service we previously had. Is that a fair statement?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, it isn't a one-for-one replacement. I think there's probably some adjustments, but certainly it was to get you back to the service level you had 10 years ago.
Because the population has gone south, and we don't have the transit service that recognizes that reality. The other thing that's happened in the last 10 years, Northwestern Mutual has built a new facility on 27th Street. And same complaint, and there's another company that provides a pass for their employees, and they can't use that that 27th Street campus. I believe it's in Franklin. I don't know if that's Supervisor Borkowski's district. But that is another one that I constantly hear about in terms of employees not being able to use the bus system to get to work. And Northwestern Mutual is a fantastic company in terms of providing employee benefits and participating. So that's the one thing I would say about this. I understand it was made to reflect the reductions in service. I met with Representative Mark Conadell regarding the tremendous cuts, and he's got an important role in Madison because he is on the Transportation Committee, and he's also a Republican. And met with him for about an hour and a half, had some business leaders there, met with him in my district, and we really talked about transit. And his statement to me, because I made the comment that as a board, we have tried to do everything we can do to get that dedicated services. We all understand that there's going to be no replacement of the bus service without the dedicated funding. And we need to get that dedicated funding. Now, I do believe the business community is on board with that, at least for transit. They perhaps did not support the full 1% that we were looking for, but they came out fairly strong, the Greater Milwaukee Committee and others, to get that half cent for transit. And unfortunately, we have not been able to get the political will in Madison to match what we're trying to do here in Milwaukee. And Representative Honadale's comment to me in having that meeting was, how do we know we can trust you to reduce the property tax levy if we in fact give you the half cent? Now, we wrote the referendum in that way to relieve the property tax burden we would pay for transit with the sales tax. And I suggested to Representative Honadale that there is a way, and that would be to create a placeholder. If we get the dedicated funding, you could create a placeholder that equals the amount of transit service right now, which is about $18 million. And place an $18 million placeholder in our budget to show that there will be the relief for the property taxpayers at the end of the day. In other words, that placeholder would then be distributed to our property taxpayers. And maybe phase that out over a period of 10 years, reflecting the fact that, you know, we're going to have inflation, healthcare costs, et cetera. But I think we have an obligation, and this is in response to Supervisor Borkowski perhaps, we have an obligation to show some leadership on this. Just because we lost the referendum in the Madison battle doesn't mean we stop now. I think we need to keep pushing for this. We need to find a way to get it. Since we're not going to have the train service, the transit system, our bus system, is what we have, and we have got to get the business community to work with us to continue to push for this dedicated funding. This is not a done deal. We need to keep pushing for it, and I think we need to provide some leadership for it. So that would be my response. I don't think we should just say, oh, well, we can't do anything. This is a nice plan. Let's go home. No, let's regroup and let's start fighting for this. And if they don't trust us to give the property tax relief, let's create a way that it's going to happen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor, I appreciate your comments, but it's one thing you should not suggest that we should handcuff Milwaukee County, because the bottom line, can we trust the state of Wisconsin? And the state of Wisconsin have really given things to us that we have not did anything to them. When we came with Medicare, when we came with the senior care, everything else that we have created, reserve funds, we have done. can we trust the state of Wisconsin? Because once you give this to Milwaukee County, like Racine, Waukesha, all the other counties that have problems with transit, even in Madison, they're not going to put a placeholder on there. So can we trust them? That's the bottom line. And I'm sorry to talk about that.
It's a fair comment, Mr. Chairman, and I agree. We're not the only ones that we are responsible for not having the transit money. But I'm just suggesting we need to keep showing leadership on this. This is no time to say, let's throw up our hands, oh, well, nothing can be done.
Just one last comment, Mr. Chairman. I would hope that we would not fall into this kind of debate back and forth with the state. Whether we like it or not, Milwaukee County is subordinate to the state. If the state is concerned about our actions, they can put any types of restrictions they want on any type of funding source. So if Mr. Representative Honnadel has a problem with trust in Milwaukee County, I would hope he's smart enough to figure out a way to make sure we comply with anything. It's not on our shoulders. The funding of transit is a state responsibility. If they want to give us the authority for a sales tax, that's their decision. How and what manner they want to do it is their decision. It has absolutely nothing to do with Milwaukee County. We've shown leadership on multiple different fronts. We've organized the business community. We've organized the general public with a public referendum that passed. It is clearly the state of Wisconsin that has not shown any leadership in this, and I find it disappointing that he would turn around and in somewhat childish way and say that, oh, well, they can't trust us. You know, it's the rural Wisconsin can't trust the big city folks kind of stuff, and it's just a sad kind of commentary on where they put transit. Thank you.
I have one other comment for you, Supervisor George, when you talk to the state representative. Tell them to give Milwaukee County its fair share of back from service. If you can't trust us, please give our fair share back from Surtur. So that's very simple. Give our 90% back to Milwaukee County and the other 10% to Racine and Kenosha. And that shows how honestly he believes that we can do our fair share. But I appreciate you because you are working very hard on transit, and I thank you.
You need a motion.
I can agree with you on the Surtur piece also.
I'd like to make a motion to receive and place on file.
We have a motion to receive and place on file. Any questions, comments? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dimitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Excuse.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, the motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Yonker, thank you very much. And Supervisor, thank you for your comments. Item number 2.